Whiskid sometimes, 9:39, Thursday morning, the 13th of February. Who are these fine gentlemen in my studio? That's the question.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
So, gentlemen, names please.
I'm Simon.
Simon.
And I'm Ben.
And Ben. Simon and Ben, you join me from where?
Moon Unit Records, which is based in Bishop Stortford in
Moon
Hertfordshire.
Unit Records. That is a cool name.
Uh-huh.
And I am familiar with Frank Zappa and his bizarre naming of children.
Yes.
Of course, he's not the only one. There are many, many more out there. Is it a lump of the Zap?
It is. It's partly to do with Frank Zappa's daughter and also partly to do with the fact that we're based in a pub called The Half Moon. So we're renting a unit just behind the Half Moon. There you go, Moon Unit Records.
I like it. It's very well tied in together. I can't help but think that you just mentioned your record shop is in a pub.
Yes, it is indeed.
A record shop in a pub.
Yeah.
Just going to have to grasp this concept for a minute. I'm just going to have to mull it over in my brain because that is surely the best combination in the world.
We think so, yeah.
And it also couples up as a music venue as well, so we've got a lot
and
of music
venue.
Venue.
Yeah.
Why are we not there? Why are we here? Why are we not doing this there? This sounds amazing. So, so you've got the name. Your name's obviously come from your love of Frank Zappa, but your love of Moon Unit Zappa,
yeah,
who is Frank Zappa's daughter.
Yeah.
And also the combination of the pub's name.
Uh-huh.
What on earth possessed you to... Right, what made you want to start a record shop? Let's go with that one first.
Okay, well, I've worked in the record industry for a good 25 years.
I don't believe that. You're not old enough.
I am. starting 25 years ago at HMV's flagship store. And
no longer there in Oxford Street.
Yeah, 363. Well, it's actually just opened again.
Has it really?
So 363 was their original store. Yeah. So
okay.
I started working there when Records LPs were still on the ground floor and the core of their business. And my music industry career ended as head of music at Play.com a few years ago. And then since then I've worked for myself. And one of the things I do is help run a record label called Music on Vinyl, which is just vinyl records that they re-release.
Brilliant.
And it was out of that that Ben and I had a chat and thought, well, let's open a record shop. We've been watching vinyl sales sort of increase and go through the roof over the last few years, so we thought, let's have a vinyl-only shop. So
that's
the
story behind it. I bet it smells amazing in there as well, doesn't it?
Well, it's a pub.
Because there's something about having... I think there's also having... I meant more about the vinyl, but yeah, I forgot about the pub bit for a second.
Yeah.
But I guess there is something about having physical music.
Mm.
You know, I am a massive... I like CDs. Mm-hmm. I can't help but like CDs. I'm probably a little bit too late to... got really into the vinyl. It was starting to go out and CDs were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So CDs were what I grew up on.
Yeah.
But I still like buying a CD for the artwork and all...
Really?
There's something about having something physical to hold.
Definitely. Okay, yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got an iTunes account, Amazon. Mm-hmm. I've downloaded songs before. It's easy, isn't it? It's easy. Do it on your mobile phone on the go. You think, I like this song. I'm going to get a copy of this. Mm-hmm. Download it. Easy. But there's something about having physical... music in your hands.
Yeah.
Like going to a gig, you just can't... I just don't understand how people love music but don't go to concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's pop music, jazz music, classical music, rock music. Going to a concert is an experience of... It just takes what you have on the CD, vinyl, tape, whatever, to a whole new level.
Yeah,
in my opinion, you just get this... I think you hear the music as it was intended, regardless of what genre it's in.
Mm.
For example, Frank Turner... Big fan of Frank Turner. He was at the O2 last night. I can't imagine how good he sounded in the O2.
Mm.
Just him and an acoustic guitar for some of his songs would have been amazing.
Yeah,
and then
sure
obviously a full band as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's something about having physical media, and I bet it smells amazing in your shop. All them vinyls and beer. I can't... it's giving me goosebumps just thinking about it. 1975 and Girls. Thursday morning, 9:48. Michelle will be with you in just over 10 minutes' time. But before we do that, I want to continue chatting the fine gentlemen of Moon Unit Records. Yes, I do. Because we've been chatting while the 1975 are playing, and they've been telling me that there's even more to this fine establishment than you might imagine and have heard already. There's a cafe as well.
That's right.
It's a pub, it's a cafe, it's a record shop, it's a live music venue, and apparently you do live comedy too.
That's right, yeah, we have a comedy night.
Is there anything you don't do?
No, nothing.
We'll try it all. All right, guys, so you've got, you say, live music that you do, a lot of EF live music nights and things. And live music, you were just saying Phil Jupitus came down to your place last year.
Yeah, he did the comedy night last year. He's doing it again this year as well, in
fact.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and we've had...
I guess he's a fan of vinyl.
He is a fan of vinyl, loves his vinyl. And we had Terry Alderton as well, who's now on EastEnders, of course. He's come down. He's coming again this year as well.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we have...
As I was saying to you, I think you'll get... I guess you expect, and you probably experience quite a lot of people coming from quite a long way away, because, firstly, record shops are just disappearing left, right and centre. You know, there's no lying about it. HMV have nearly gone bust under, and they've sort of just about kept themselves afloat, and, you know, all the other ones that sort of disappeared. But it's nice that there's something like yours that exists, and I think there really is a proper love for physical media, you know, that physical music. And being a vinyl-only shop, the people will be like, I'm gonna drive... the half an hour or 45 minutes or further to come and experience it, because it's something totally different and unique that no one else is offering.
Yeah, exactly. We have had people coming from miles around to visit the store, from, you know, from Luton and Cheshunt and Colchester, and they're all coming from...
Which is quite a drive. Yeah.
It is, you know. Just
so exactly
to visit
whereabouts is it? Where exactly is
so
it?
So we're on North Street in Bishop Stortford, which is one of the main streets that runs through the middle of the town, and we're right at the end of that, and again, just behind the Half Moon Pub. So we're in a little room that serves as the pub's live music venue and cafe. And we're actually based at the bar at the end of that room.
Nice.
So we've got all the pumps there and so on display. And,
I'd like to buy this vinyl, please. And can I have a pint of your finest? Thank you very much.
That's right. And you might want something from the menu as well. We do things like the Madonna kebab or the meatloaf back out of hell.
That is my
new
favourite food.
Yes, and my personal favourite, the Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club sandwich, which we do as well. Oh, this is very nice. So
we've got a vegetarian halloumi burger called Morrissey's Meat is Murder Burger.
Meat is Murder Burger. Yeah,
so this place is sounding better by the minute. It really is.
It is. It's really quirky. And,
it is, but
well worth a visit.
You seem to have found an exact thing. It's hard to explain what it is, I guess, but. People want it.
Yeah.
You've provided this, for want of a better phrase, a mishmash of music, food, drink, live entertainment. And I don't know how did it come about? What did you start with?
Well, we started with the room. The landlady, who is a good friend of myself and Ben's, asked us if we could get some music going in the room again, because the room was becoming a bit tired. So we did the room up. We sort of branded it.
Yeah.
It's called the Long Room. So, and then it was only after we'd been starting putting gigs on, that we thought, we could put a record shop in there in the day. Nothing's going on in there during the day.
Yeah.
So let's do that as well. You know, so it is. It's multi-purpose, multifunctional kind of space.
That's pretty cool.
And I think that's the way that record shops are surviving these days. There's one in Southsea called Pie and Vinyl, and they sell pies and records. And
it's lyrical genius.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of on a theme, really, with that. It's if record shops can offer other things as well, I think they've got a better chance of surviving.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think of all sorts of odd things now. You can the tequila and tape store. So just sell tape cassettes and tequila.
Yeah.
Could get messy.
Could get messy, yeah. Sometimes does get messy in the shop, actually. You know, we have late nights sometimes that do get a bit messy, but it's all good fun.
Do you have a few record players out so people can have a listen?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's a record deck in there. People can stick a record on and,
What's your favourite at the moment? What you got on the store at the moment? What's the vinyl that's been sat by the player longest for the last few weeks?
It's got to be Conan.
Doesn't matter how old it is.
Conan Mockinson.
Yeah.
Right, we'll have to get hold of some of that. We'll have to have a listen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Very melty psychedelic music.
I love very that good. Description. Very that good. Is brilliant.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing. Guys, where can we find out a bit more about yourselves and the store? And
Online, we've got our own online shop, moonunitrecords.co.uk.
Brilliant.
So everything's up on there. And of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So,
guys, over 20,000 titles online. So, you know, we do mail order.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. So So that's so obviously you've got the shop which holds your basic, you know, stock, mm-hmm. and but obviously you've got the extended library online.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, guys. That's a, I'm going to have to come down and see this. Right?
Do
so. It's making me hungry, thirsty, and just wanting to play vinyls and just smell them for a little bit. It sounds amazing, guys. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Sorry to have rushed you off, but you guys have asked for a bit of Arcade Fire and Reflector, so I thought we'll squeeze in as much of the 7-minute version for you. Because let's be honest, when you listen to music, you should listen to it in full, uh-huh. shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You should definitely listen to it in full. So the full version then of Arcade Fire and Reflector to finish the show on this morning.